Vermont's Killington Resort has become the first winter resort in the East to open for the 2013-14 season. The ski mountain began making snow on Tuesday, and by Friday, between 700 and 800 season pass holders were on the slopes. Killington opens officially to the public Saturday for advanced and expert skiers and riders on its Rhyme Trail. President Mike Salamano says it's an early opening, but recalls that it's not as early as last year.
We were even earlier last year, hard to believe, but we opened last year on October 13th and actually closed on May 26th. So that was a pretty long season. We almost made it to June, but didn't quite get there. But anytime we get open before Halloween, that's usually pretty good for us. And you know, we've got a lot of elevation and we've got a really powerful snowmaking system. So, when we get temperatures that are ready to make snow, it really makes sense for us to just, we're going to make snow anyway. So we start making it and we figured might as well let people ski on it. Why not?
Killington aims to have the longest season among Eastern winter resorts. Ski Rack manager Joe Beckert says Killington's opening is a signal that ski season is here and they begin to see an influx of business.
There's kind of two groups of people. There's the people who are ready to ski in August, and then there is the second group of people that waits for the snow to fly. So right now, we're kind of seeing those early motivated people coming in and making their final purchases. Just today, I've seen a lot more traffic in the store looking at winter coats and people buying hats and gloves and a few different people checking out skis and boots. As soon as you start to get those big milestones for the season, the first snowfall in town, the first ski resort opening up, that sort of stuff always gets people more excited.
Vermont League of Cities and Towns Executive Director Stephen Jeffrey notes that the state's economy is dependent on tourism, winter sports in particular. But with the unpredictable nature of ski seasons, surrounding businesses and communities find that the earlier resorts can open, the better it is for the bottom line.
Obviously, we're looking for the generation of income for our economy to keep our people at work and to fill not only the coffers of the state but also of the town governments. Over the last 10 years or so, the state has allowed certain municipalities to adopt local option sales taxes and rooms and meals taxes, so more of our communities, particularly those in the resort areas, are the beneficiaries of direct tax income.
The early season skiing at Killington Saturday, according to Mike Salamano, will be on a base of 2 to 3 feet of snow on two trails.
It's an early season product. You take the gondola up, there's a couple trails. Tomorrow we'll open to the public. We'll have our first terrain park open on one of the trails. So, you know, it's a great early season product, but it is early season skiing. And we'll start expanding every day. It looks like our snowmaking temps in the next couple of days are really, really good.
Sunday River Ski Resort in Maine has also announced that it will open two trails for skiing and snowboarding this weekend. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.